Hi, this is Makayla from customer support. How may I assist you?
Hi, ma'am. I'm calling trying to check on a refund that was supposed to go back to my account.
Okay, I can take a look into that for you. Could you provide me with your zip code?
30223.
And what's your first name? Did you say, what was 48023?
No, 30223.
Okay, one moment. Okay, and what's your first and last name?
Hello?
Yes, ma'am. Could you tell me your first and last name?
Tiana Combs.
Okay, one moment. Could you spell your last name for me?
C-O-M-B-S.
Okay, just a moment. Okay, and I think I have your account here. Could you just confirm the shipping address for security purposes?
1830 Harmont Drive, Griffin, Georgia. 30223.
Okay. Gotcha. Just a moment. It's just loading up for me. Okay, I do see that your account was the charges were fully refunded on November the 29th on our end, so that is immediately sent to the bank institution. Sometimes that can take up to 3 to 5 business days to be put back in your account. That is dependent upon the banking institution. Based on the fact that that was put in on the 29th, you should have your refund by Tuesday.
Okay, and how much was the refund sent for?
That was $56.95.
Okay, my account was charged twice. So where's the other refund for the other $56.95? Because I got one. I'm waiting on one more. And my bank said that it hasn't been put in yet, so they told me to call back over. So I'm calling back over to see what my other refund is.
Okay, one moment. Let me take a look at the notes on the other one. Yes, ma'am. So I did check the notes on the other charge, and it looks like the request was put in for a check to be sent out, and it wasn't going to be refunded back to the account. It looks like when they did attempt to refund it on the account, it was failing. So they sent it in a check, and you'd have to allow 7 to 10 business days to receive that check in the mail.
Okay. Thank you.
My pleasure. You have a great day.
You too.
Bye-bye.